Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dr.
Jack. This conference is being recorded.
We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Nigeria, France, Italy, Japan, Vietnam, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Oh,
welcome,
God bless you so much. We appreciate you and all your efforts. Please give Bishop Hagan our regards. Tell him we're praying for him. This is the Blog Line.
Mm-hmm.
We come on every night with the Blog Line because God deserves praise every night. When I was contemplating, we first got this Blog Line started, Ambassador Julie Hagan, and thank God for her and myself. I just began to think whether I wanted to just do it one night a week, two nights a week, three nights a week. And I was thanking God a thousand times a night anyway. So I said, why not just do it every night, because we plan to give God 1,000 thank yous a night. So we concluded that we would do it every night. And just to give God his praise, his due. I know he appreciates it, because God appreciates even the little things. He appreciates everything we do for him. And this is certainly not for me. It is for the glory of God. Amen. Don't want anybody to praise me. Don't want anybody to just push me up. I want to push the Lord up. In fact, that's one of my goals of my life, and that is to really get God more glory and to get him more praise. God bless you. When I first received the assignment to help people all around the world become more aware of how good God has been to them, amen, I began to study about it and find out so many intricate things about his creativity, about his creation, and found out that our heart beats over 100,000 times a day. And I knew right then, I knew then, that we really owe God much more praise than we give to him. Amen. And 1,000 thank yous is nothing compared to what he does for us. He does thousands of things for us every day, every night. And God has been so good. All right, I want to open up the line, and those on the line who have a praise report, the line is open to you to give. On this line, I must back up and say, on this line, we get our prayer request. Amen. And then we pray for you and thank God 1,000 times. That's our format. Let's stick with it. Amen. All right, if you have a prayer request on this line, please let it be known so we can pray for you tonight. Amen. The line is open and we'll get some prayer for you. Anybody? Prayer request. I don't hesitate to put Dr. Betty on there. She didn't ask me to, but I just want her to be blessed. Amen. I want her to be bountifully blessed. Amen. It happens on this program. And all of our grandchildren, Donna, Lanitra, and Raphael. Amen. And last but not least, if y'all want to remember me, it would be so, so kind of you. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm getting excited about it. I don't normally get excited about things, but I am a little excited about my birthday tomorrow. Amen. And what you can do for me, just pray for me. Ask God to give me a special blessing. I'd appreciate it. All right. Line's open to you if you have a prayer request.
913, good evening, Sheila Brown, Chief Ambassador. I was going to put you and your family on the list, but you have them, praise God. And my second.
I'm going to put your name down, and I'm going to put us on the list after you, okay?
Yes. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. That's so kind of you.
Praise God. And Chief Ambassador.
I want to tell you, we really enjoyed you at Amazing Grace.
I enjoy you.
Just like you praise him on the line, you will praise him with Amazing Grace. God bless you.
Praise God. And Chief Ambassador, can we also add Sister Lucille and her family?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Did I hear Go ahead, Tim. Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay. I would like to put my mother, missionary Yura Frierson, the prayer request line. And
okay.
I would also like to request prayer for Sister Johnson from New York. I can't remember her name.
Sister Johnson from New York?
Yes.
Jennifer, you mean?
No, not Jennifer. Well, yes, Jennifer, too. But there was another Johnson. Jennifer Williams.
Yeah,
put her down there, her and her family.
Okay.
And fiance. Mm-hmm. And Sister Johnson from New York. I can't remember her first
okay.
name.
I know who you're talking about. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. All right. God bless you. I'll ask one more time. Is there anyone else who desires prayer?
Good evening, 314 Ambassador Jones. Can you put me and my family on a prayer list, Dr. Johnson?
All right. Anyone else? Well, God bless all of you tonight. Thank you for all the prayers. To anyone who desires to pray tonight, that's such a privilege to pray for others. You get blessings when you do that. Job prayed for his friends, and God lifted his captivity. In other words, everything that was bothering Job, God lifted it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So anyone desire to pray tonight? All right. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. Grateful to you for everything that you're doing. We're mindful, Lord, that you are the one who blesses the people. You're the one who sends miracles. We believe in miracles. And we do praise you and thank you for everything. God, forgive us for every sin of omission, but most of all, Lord. The sin of commission, but most of all, the sin of omission. We mean to do so many other things for you, but we have not done yet, Lord. Please forgive us. We want to move when the Holy Ghost and the anointed is moving to accomplish these things for you. So many people need to be prayed for. So many people need help, God. So many people are hurting. And we feel that pain many times. We certainly want to do more for you. Forgive us for not accomplishing the things we need to accomplish. In Jesus' name. I certainly want to be on it tonight to pray, Lord, for Ambassador Renata Jones. God, she needs your help. She and her family need your help. God, we've experienced some of her compassion. Oh, God, as she and the master from St. Louis, Thelma Rush, both of them from St. Louis, been so compassionate on me. Please help them, Lord, and bless them. Remember their sacrifice in the name of Jesus, I pray. Pray also for Ambassador Johnson at New York. Thank you for Ambassador Frierson who remembers her. Thank you, Lord, and Jennifer Williams and family, all these precious people. my mother, missionary Eva Frierson. What a wonderful privilege it is to remember your mother. That's why we have the Holy Ghost we have, because I remember mine. Thank you for Ambassador Frierson, who remembers her mother. God bless her bountifully, overwhelmingly. And God touch her and give her heart's desires in the name of Jesus. And thank you for Ambassador-elect Sheila Brown. God remembering my family and so many others, remembering Sister Lucille, and remembering Lanitra and Raphael and our grandchildren, and remembering Dr. Betty, and Lord, for remembering, last but not least, remembering me. Thank you for her. God, I pray a special blessing on Sheila Brown, that compassion in her heart to remember us. Bless her, Lord. Help her as she goes through storms. Deliver her, Lord. Thank you for looking on her, Lord, when her granddaughter got sick. Yeah, God, you touched her granddaughter because of her compassion. Thank you for remembering her, Lord, when her daughter got sick. And you touched her daughter because of her compassion. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that she's brought to the prayer line to remember others and to pray for others. God, surely a blessing will fall on her because of her compassion. Now, Lord, look on all those on the prayer line. Mother Britt, look on her, Lord. Look on every one of these precious people. Name by name, Lord, remember them and help them through the storm and through the rain. Look on all of our ambassadors, our original ambassadors, first to become ambassadors. Lord, look on them all. Look on our mother to the nation.
Yeah.
Patricia Stern.
Yeah.
Give her strength in her body.
Yeah.
So it's such a blessing as she preaches and teaches. And God bless her in Jesus' name. Look on Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. Such a blessing to. And bless her as she preaches and teaches. Amen. In Jesus. Look on Ambassador Hodges. God bless her as she preaches and teaches. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, lift her up. And thank you for your healing virtue in her body. Activate it, Lord. Let the anointing move wherever affliction ever tries to set up. Let the anointing move. In Jesus' name. God, I pray that you look on Ambassador Hagen. Oh, God, bless her bountifully. Such a trooper. She's been here even in the midst of Bishop Hagen going through some trials. She's been here, Lord. Thank you for her. Bless her husband because of her faithfulness. In the name of Jesus. Let the anointing fall on him and destroy every yoke of affliction in Jesus' name, every sickness yoke in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, how we thank you and we praise you and appreciate you. And of course, we pray for Ambassador Dr. Betty. Oh, God, again. Oh, our First Lady, be kind, Lord, to her in a very special way. And let her have the desires of her heart in Jesus. Mighty and glorious and wonderful name. I can't forget Dr. Mary Lacey, Lord, who is just going through such a trial with the loss of her pastor and bishop. You know all about it. Thank you for being with her at that time of the homegoing. But now, Lord, I pray that you be with her even more. Let her know she's more than a conqueror, that she's stronger than she thought she was. That she is triumphant, that she will make it to the storm, and that you will uplift her, Lord, and protect her, and give her strength like she's never seen in 2016. Bless, 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 bless. And oh, God, thank you for what you're doing. Look on our grandchildren. Help them in Jesus' name. Oh, bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, look on Lanitra and Raphael, and look on Dante and Malia. Oh, God, she was so happy today and her grandfather took her driving, but he continued to bless her, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we love all of our children, all of our daughter and all of our grandchildren. Thank you for them, bless them. Now, Lord, look on every person on this line. If I didn't call their name, give them a special blessing. And let the chunk tree be shaken for them, Lord, too. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Send some unexpected blessings on this prayer line. Let people know that the prayer that I'm praying to you is being heard. And I'm asking you to do something special for them in the name of Jesus, where they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are bona fide miracles, that you have stamped them with your approval, and they can readily see and partake of the blessing that is being bestowed upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bless, bless, bless. As we give you praise tonight, we ask if you would grant us favor, Lord, that everything we would ask would be heard by thee, and that you would, Lord, allow it to come to pass. Thank you. Thank you for letting me be your servant. And thank you for hearing me as a prophet. In Jesus' name. Bless, 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 Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And let everybody on the prayer line, would you join me? Would you? I'm just asking you. Would you open your mouth and join me and give the Lord praise? And not listen to Satan, who tells you, oh, you're tired. No, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Listen to the voice of the Lord that activates your praise and receives it with open arms and open heart. In Jesus' name. Let's praise you right now. Lord, we thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, praise you. Absolutely beautiful. Amen. We had a wonderful meet and greet
where we met many of our cousins. Oh, my God, it was wonderful. And then on Saturday we had the barbecue picnic kind of like. And I just ate so much. Oh, my Lord, help me, Jesus. They had so much food out there. Amen. And I had to have me some watermelon. You know, you can take a person out of the country, but you can't get the country out of them. I had to have, on top of all that food, Jesus. It was wonderful. Amen. And I didn't even ask Dr. Betty to drive home. I drove home after all. Amen. Just called me a trooper. Amen. I went through the storm and the rain, but I made it. Amen. We had a great time. And then yesterday we had the banquet, a beautiful banquet, with all the trimmings. I mean, the beautiful tables and chairs were decorated. We just felt like we were really in some type of haven, a wonderful, beautiful, high-class haven with the decorations. We had a beautiful dinner and had a lot of fun. And out there at the picnic, they had singing, and the people began to praise God at the picnic, at the close of the picnic. Singing everything. I tell you, they were singing Zion songs. And on yesterday, the family came together and sang again. It was something, oh, my God. So we had such a glorious time. And then today, we had a wonderful, wonderful breakfast. I took our family out for breakfast, and Dr. Betty and all, Anitra and all the grandkids. And I made a mistake. I said, before they start eating, I said, it's on me. And they just start ordering everything. Amen. But the Lord bless me. The Lord bless me. Take care of it. Amen. We had such a great. And then after we had the breakfast, I mean, we had cookies. I ordered cookies for them and everything else. We had such a great time. Then after that, I don't know if it was the Lord or what it was. It must have been the Lord, because I don't think the devil would have wanted that. But I took, you might say, our next to oldest granddaughter out driving. Amen. So y'all pray for me. Amen. But no, she did wonderful. She learned how to drive, and she did wonderful.
Yeah, really.
And I took her out for about 30 minutes driving. And then at the close of driving, something spoke to me and said, let her go home and think about it. Go back to our place and think about it. So she went back and thought about it. And I said, let's go again. I don't know. I've never done that before. But I said, let's go again. Took her out driving twice. And on the second time, looked like it was different from night and day. Just at the hour where she had time to think about it, she drove like a pro. Amen. I want to thank God. Let me be a blessing to her. You know, the little people mean a lot. These little nieces and nephews and her little granddaughters. Amen. If you don't teach them how to drive, you know, in the time, somebody else will try to teach them how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
12 years old. Amen. Some of y'all say, well, she's too young. No. You got to get them while they're young and they are so explosive and before the devil tries to take them. Amen. They'll remember things like that. So we took a drive and twice today. Amen. And my nerves are still intact. She did wonderful.
Amen.
So
amen.
Let me tell you something. When kids love you, that means there's some wonderful, tremendous traits that you have.
Amen.
You got to watch it when kids don't like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They're like hound dogs. You know, that they got that nose. Hound dogs can sniff out trouble. Amen. You come up in the yard, they can sniff out your spirit and see if you're a good person or bad. They'll go to barking and growling when there's a bad person. They don't like them. But if it's a good person, you know, they won't act up. They won't act up. They'll just sniff you a little bit and and then decide you're all right if you're going to rub them on their head. Otherwise, they're vicious. Let me tell you something. Children are like that. They got that sense to sniff out people, to know what kind of spirit you got.
Amen.
I have one of my granddaughters didn't like a person, and they every time they try to be nice to them, they steer away from them. I mean, they got that kind of spirit. They didn't like them. And I watched that thing. They had one of those conniving type of spirits. So you have to treat those little children with tender care. Amen. Because they know your spirit. Amen. God bless you. Anybody got a praise report before we go? Another praise report?
Yes, this is Sister Stokes, and I'm thanking God for today. I've been blessed also today, seeing a brother that I hadn't seen in some time just pull up unexpectedly, and I was so glad to see him. He told me he had been in the hospital, but he's doing fine. Looks well and doing good, and I just thank God for that good spirit of seeing my brother.
Beautiful.
He had me right.
You what?
He carried me riding. I got in his nice truck and we rode out in the country and stuff.
Beautiful.
And I came
beautiful.
Back.
I know that really
you
helped your mother.
He carried me out to eat and everything. It was just wonderful. I enjoyed it. And I
thank
the Lord for that.
Thank God
and
for you.
Lord. Because a lot of us forgot.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Anybody else with the praise report?
Yes, Lord.
All right. God bless you. I've held you long enough. And the Lord bless you, honor y'all, and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Somebody else want to say something?
This is Sister Lucille, and I just want to say I had a wonderful day on today with family. We went out to my uncle preacher's house. His son gave a little picnic today, and it was really nice. I really enjoyed myself, me and the kids, and my cousins and family I hadn't seen in a lot of years. And it was just really nice. And I thank the Lord for that.
God bless you. God bless you. I know that was nice. Is that, they have that every year? I think I heard about that.
Yes, God.
Thank you. I know y'all did that once a time. God bless you. All right, anybody else? All right, God bless all of y'all. You know what I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be all right, regardless of what you're going through.
It's going to be all right.
Believe it, it's going to be all right. Don't let the devil slip you and tell you it's not going to work out all right. God's got your back.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you. bless y'all. Gotta go tonight. God bless you. Amen. And y'all have a wonderful night. Amen. God bless you. Wonderful night. Lines open you if you want to send that shout out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's me, Henry. Shout out to you, Mother Woods, Mother Wilson, Keaton, everybody on the blog line. Love every one of you.
God bless you, Ambassador Hendricks. Shout out back out to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you.